Private carriers. A private carrier is a company that owns or leases a fleet of vehicles to transport its own products. A private carrier that purchases a fleet of vehicles incurs the costs of ownership, such as maintenance, insurance, depreciation, and financing. The vehicles also count as assets on the balance sheet, which worsens certain financial ratios. Ownership requires decisions about when to buy and sell the vehicles. Leasing eliminates some of the concern with depreciation, financing, and term of possession. Ownership and leasing are otherwise similar. In both cases, the vehicles are in the possession of the company and are its responsibility. The most important factor in ownership or leasing is to know the costs of the fleet in detail so cost-effective decisions can be made. This includes ensuring the fleet is optimizing fuel costs since potential savings from fuel efficiencies can be quite significant, for example, logging devices, vehicle streamlining, bulk fuel purchases, alternative energy/fuels. To qualify as a private carrier, a company must own or lease vehicles for its use, manage their operation, and not be primarily in the transportation business. While private carriers are free from economic regulations that apply to other legal types of carriers, they must follow regulations that apply to hazardous goods, safety, and other matters regulated by the government. Owning or leasing a fleet has advantages and disadvantages. On the positive side, the company has control of the vehicles for its own use. On the negative side, the size of the fleet is relatively inflexible. If business turns down, the company either has to maintain unused vehicles or divest itself of some vehicles through sale or a lease buyout. Neither tactic is likely to be profitable. Before deregulation in 1980 in the U.S., private carriers were forbidden to carry the goods of other companies. Since deregulation, they have been able to do so, and some private carriers are licensed in more than one legal class. A significant benefit if the vehicles can fill up with another company's products when they would otherwise be making empty backhaul trips. However, many organizations have sold off their private fleets and outsourced logistics functions in order to focus on their core businesses. The decision on whether to use a private fleet may come down to the average distances the fleet needs to travel. Per Langley et al., in Supply Chain Management. A logistics perspective, common carrier trucks had an average distance per shipment of 325 miles, while private fleet trucks were at only 46 miles, meaning private fleets for last-mile delivery are more common than privately owned long-haul fleets. Private fleets account for almost half of U.S. freight transport spending and miles traveled in part due to organizations such as Walmart, PepsiCo, and Cisco maintaining private fleets.